Iran warned the United States today it would find itself in a quagmire deeper than Iraq if it attacked the Islamic State. The warning came from the head of Iran's elite Revolutionary Guards, who were a target of new US sanctions announced last week. Officials in Washington said today they expect the five permanent members of the UN Security Council and Germany to meet in London this week to discuss new sanctions. But Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, who left Tehran earlier today, suggested a unified approach to isolate Iran over its atomic work was way off. Nuclear expert Dr. James Acton from King's College London gave us his analysis of the current situation.
Iran's nuclear program won't fulfill the aims that it set out for it. And there's been a lot of other extra activities that Iran has done. There's evidence that it's been testing high explosives in contact with uranium. That's all very, very suggestive of a nuclear weapons program. So I think the evidence that Iran is trying to build a nuclear weapon is quite strong. Iran has it in its power to prove that it doesn't if it opens up more than it's doing at the moment, if it allows greater inspection rights. Its current negotiations with the IAEA to answer unresolved questions are a first step in that, but I don't think they go far enough by themselves. I don't see there's very much likelihood of a peaceful resolution until there's been a change of leadership in both Tehran and Washington. But I think over the long term, sanctions do have some chance of success. I think they have succeeded in starting an internal debate in Iran, and they might isolate the current leadership. And when a new leadership comes in, if that's accompanied by a stance in Washington that's more willing to give Iran a face-saving option at the end of the day, then I think that there is some chance of a diplomatic solution.